AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The rain keeps falling. Severe flooding is being reported along the Outer Banks in North Carolina, as well as in South Carolina.
This is a historic event. There's no doubt about it.
Eric Rousey is with the South Carolina Emergency Management Agency.
Charleston and Dorchester counties in particular have been receiving very serious flooding. We have a lot of road closures there. We have rescue operations underway for our swift water rescue teams are down there.
There were about 200 swift water rescues in South Carolina overnight. Interstates were closed by flooding in several spots, including a 75-mile stretch of I-95 in eastern South Carolina. The Coast Guard says a shipping container was spotted in the area where the search is going on for a cargo ship. It's not known whether the container is from the missing El Faro or if it fell off another ship. The ship with 33 people on board hasn't been heard from since it lost power as Hurricane Joaquin roared by the Bahamas Thursday. Joaquin is now moving closer to Bermuda. President Obama is at the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial today in Maryland.
Every single day across our country, men and women leave their homes and their families so they might save the lives of people that they've never met.
Obama is at the memorial in Emmitsburg, Maryland. 84 firefighters were honored who died in the line of duty last year and three others who died in previous years. At the box office, Matt Damon and The Martian has landed at the number one spot.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist.
Damon plays an astronaut left for dead on Mars. It brought in a robust $55 million in ticket sales. Last week's top movie, Hotel Transylvania 2, finished second. This is AP Radio News. Doctors Without Borders says it has withdrawn from the Afghan city of Kunduz. An airstrike at its hospital killed 22 people. The AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports it's not clear yet who did it.
Doctors Without Borders seem to be very sure that it was a U.S. airstrike. They had no evidence for that. Footage that AP moved yesterday of the burning building showed AK-47s and Russian-made machine guns sitting on the windows of the burning building.
At least 16 people are dead from flooding around the French Riviera. The AP's Angela Charlton reports French President Francois Hollande immediately went to one of the flooding sites near Cannes.
He went to the scene of the retirement home where three people were killed. He has promised aid to people who lost property or doors to the flooding, and he's promising government mobilization to help anyone.
Several trains in France were stopped because of flooded tracks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.